Our scripture passage today is Psalm chapter 13. I invite you to open your Bibles to the book of Psalms and turn to the 13th one. My message this morning is a simple message. It's a simple message that applies to some not so simple times going on in some of our lives. I anticipate it being a shorter than normal sermon. Thought I might get an amen or two. I told two or three people in the last few days, you know, I take the recording from our Sunday morning service and I upload it so we can put a link on our website, church website, so people who miss can listen. And without fail, almost every Sunday when I go home and I see the length of the recording, I'm shocked. Just like last Sunday, I was shocked that I had preached 50 minutes. You all are so kind and gracious and you don't complain about the length of the sermon. And I think to myself, no way did I preach 50 minutes last Sunday. It felt like 30 minutes to me, maybe. And it probably felt like an hour and a half to you. I get that. I've been on that side of the pulpit. And I know how that works, but you're all so kind about it. But I really do expect that today will be shorter than normal and will give us an opportunity, perhaps even before we leave, to practice what I'm preaching about today. In recent weeks, our attention has been on the transition that the nation of Israel went through from having God as their king, which is the way He intended for it to be, but they demanded that God allow them, and Samuel, the prophet of God, to allow them to have earthly kings. And there were some major players in this transition. There was Samuel, who was the judge over the nation of Israel and the prophet. And then the first king that he anointed to lead the people was King Saul. And then last Sunday, King David, he wasn't king yet. Saul was still king, but Saul had abdicated his spiritual responsibilities before the Lord. And so Samuel, under the guidance of God, went and anointed David to be the second king over the nation. And you will recall that the thing that I really emphasized in last Sunday's sermon was that God doesn't look at us the way man looks at us, right? We look at each other, and the first thing we notice is what's on the outside. But God looks at us, and the first thing He notices is what's on the inside, what's in our heart. And I love the last verse in our scripture passage from last Sunday, where when Samuel anointed David to be king, the Spirit of the Lord came on David in power. Everything about David's life changed that day in a good way. Well, today, we're still looking at the life of David, but it's from a completely different perspective. We're not in the book of 1 Samuel. We're in the book of Psalms. But this 13th Psalm is one of the many Psalms. You know, not all the Psalms were written by David, but many of them were. And this is a Psalm of David. It's his desperate cry in these few verses lets us know that a lot has changed. A lot has changed since the spiritual high point of his anointing that we were looking at last Sunday in 1 Samuel chapter 13. There's nothing in 1 Samuel chapter 16, rather. There's nothing in this 13th Psalm that really gives us many clues as to what is going on in David's life that's so hard at the time of writing this psalm. Could have been when David was being chased by King Saul. You know, Saul turned against him, chased him down through the countryside. One of the most loyal people that Saul could have had in the entire nation, but Saul was jealous of David. He wanted to kill him, and he took his armies out to try to find David, track him down like an animal, and kill him. Of course, God protected David, but it was a very difficult span of several months, probably even more than a year, that David was on the run for his life. He had a few loyal men with him, willing to fight for him, but you know, they couldn't really stand up against the army of King Saul. So it might have been during those desperate days when David was on the run for his life. Might have been later when, after he had committed that terrible sin with Bathsheba, and also added to that the sin of murder of Bathsheba's husband, and in judgment for that sin, he lost the life of his infant son, and he was brokenhearted. Could have been later in life when his own grown son, Absalom, rose up in mutiny against his father, the king, and Absalom said, "Oh, it's my turn to be king." And literally, David had to run. After having been king for many years over the nation of Israel, David was on the run from his own son. All kinds of family tragedy, violence, immorality attached. Lots of things in the life of David that could have caused the heartache that we read in this 13th Psalm. Much has changed since that glorious day of his anointing. But even in his despair, David finds hope in the Lord. And our passage teaches us that for the child of God, we can give thanks even when we don't feel thankful. Look with me at this 13th Psalm. "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, 'I have overcome him,' and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me." For much of 2016, we've openly acknowledged that many people in our Pursuit Church family have been struggling with major problems, under attack from Satan. Spent several weeks back in the summer and early fall studying the armor of God and learning how to fight spiritual battles with spiritual weapons. You know, it's not a good idea to try to fight spiritual battles with natural weapons. And yet sometimes that's just our default, that we start to worry and fret and do all these things in the natural, and it never occurs to us to fight these spiritual battles with the spiritual weapons that God has provided for us. But we spent a number of Sundays looking at those kinds of things to try to strengthen us for the fight that many of you are in. Some of you are struggling with job situations. Either you need a job, or the job that you have is so bad you wish you had a different one. Things, interpersonal conflicts at work and things like that. Some in our church have struggled with sickness, death, problems in your marriage, problems with your children, addictions, and the consequences, the wake of having to deal with addictions, either in your own life or people that you love, financial struggles, major needs, major discouragement for some. And to be perfectly honest, I think for a number of people in our church, in this week of Thanksgiving, you're more likely to be more aware of what is missing from your life than what you have to be thankful for. And that's understandable with what many, many of our church folks have gone through. Psalm 13 helps us know how to give thanks even when you don't feel thankful. You know, our feelings, they're what they are. We don't need to beat ourselves up over our feelings. We can be honest with ourselves and with God about our feelings. And if you don't feel thankful, then that's the way you feel. And you can be honest about it. But you can still give thanks even when you don't feel thankful. In the first four verses of this 13th chapter, David just lays his heart bare. You know, sometimes I wonder, did David anticipate that anybody would ever read these things that he was writing down? Did he have any idea that these personal thoughts that we call Psalms of David would ever be read by thousands and millions of people for years and years to come? He didn't know he was writing Scripture, for sure. He was just journaling, what we might call it today. Dear diary, dear God, this is what is on my heart. I've got to get it out of my heart. I've got to get it out of my head. Got to get it on some paper. But he, in these first few verses, he just admits that he's in a period in his life when God is silent. Seems a little harsh to say out loud, doesn't it? When God is silent. But some of you have been there. When it appears as if God is doing nothing to help, will you forget me forever? How long are you going to hide your face from me, O God? When the battle in your mind is relentless and overwhelming, how long must I wrestle with my thoughts, David said. When it feels like the enemy has the upper hand, no matter how hard you try, he's triumphing over me, the last line in verse 2. And then in verse 4, my enemy is going to say, I've overcome him, and my foes are going to rejoice at my fall. You know, maybe you felt that way. Maybe you feel that way right now. What can you do to give thanks even when you don't feel thankful? Well, the first thing we see in these last few verses of this short psalm is, number one, keep calling. Keep calling, verse 3. Look on me, answer, O Lord my God, give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. Listen, you've probably heard the saying, when it's hardest to pray, that's when you should pray the hardest. But just to be honest, sometimes it's hard even to pray. The lifeline that many of us have known to be real during the years of our life and our walk with God, that communion with Him in prayer. But sometimes when God seems silent, when it feels as if He's hiding Himself from us, even praying itself can become difficult. And I know that because all across this room this morning there are people that have told me that it's hard. It has been hard for you at times this year. But keep calling. Keep calling. Don't stop. Don't give up, because your prayers are an expression of your faith. And they are an expression of your total dependence on God, that He must keep you from drowning in darkness. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. Keep calling, even when you can't tell that He's listening. Number two, remember His unfailing love. In verse 5, I trust in your unfailing love. I trust in your unfailing love. Even with all that is going on in my life, even with all the feelings that I'm struggling with, your love never fails. And I trust you. I trust you because your love never fails. He is near even when you can't feel it. And He is working even when you can't see it. So I trust in Your unfailing love. You know, that's what trust is. That's what faith is. That's what belief is. So even though I can't see it with my eyes, even though I can't feel it inside with my emotions, I trust in His love. I know it is true and it is my anchor. The third thing, rejoice in your salvation. That's also in verse 5. Think often. When you don't feel thankful, think often about the cross. Think often about the cross and remind yourself that the cross of Calvary was both the darkest day in history when the Son of God was rejected and killed for our sins. The darkest day in history and also the brightest day. Because why? Because in His death, we received life. Can I get a witness? In His death, we received life. So the darkest day in history is also the brightest day. And I don't want anything that I share with you this morning to sound like a cliche or just, you know, trying to give somebody an emotional pep talk. That's not what I'm about. But I'm telling you, and you know it to be true, that God brings light out of darkness. And you may be in some dark days right now, and I know that some of you are. That's why I'm preaching this message today. But God can bring light and brightness out of your dark day. Do you believe it? Yes, He can. Amen. Remind yourself of the cross often and rejoice in what Jesus did for you there. Rejoice in the salvation that He has brought to your life. And the fourth thing in verse 6, just praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him because He is good, even when life is hard. Praise Him because He has been good to me and He has been good to you. David said, I will sing to the Lord, for He has been good to me. Sing His praises. Sing His praises. Even when you're not at church. Even when you're not listening to K-Love on the radio. Even when you're by yourself and your thoughts and your feelings are trying to weigh heavy upon you. Sing His praises and declare them out loud. Speak them out loud. And give thanks to Him even when you don't feel thankful. There's nothing in this 13th Psalm that assures us that all of a sudden, after writing it, God showed up and David could see and feel Him again. Got no idea how long this dark time lasted in David's life. And I wish I could say that your difficult period of life is about to come to an end. But I don't know that. Sometimes it lasts way longer than we think it should. But however long it lasts, whether you are about to step into the light of the dawn that's bringing you out of your hard, difficult period of that you're going through right now, or whether it's going to stay dark for a while longer, everything that I've shared with you from this psalm is still true and still applies. Praise Him. Sing His praises. Remember and rejoice in your salvation. Remember His unfailing love and just keep calling out to Him. Now, I said at the beginning of the message I was going to try to keep it short, and I have, but one reason I want to keep it short today is because I would like for us to practice what I'm preaching. And rather than having a traditional altar call, we may have something in a minute, but the response that I invite you to make to the message today is to give Him thanks, to declare His praise. And it might be really hard right now because you might be one that's going through the difficult time. Maybe you're not, and maybe something that you would share would be a word of encouragement to those who are. But I want you to take just a moment and say, God, bow your heads and close your eyes. God, I want to give you thanks regardless of how I feel. Think about the word give thanks. Think of it in terms of giving your tithes and offerings. You know, you're faithful to give your tithes and offerings even when money's tight and you're not sure you can afford it. And the thanks that we offer to God is a gift that we give to Him even when it's hard to do it, even when we're not sure that we have much to offer. But I'm going to give Him something because He loves me. And I love Him. Lord, help me, help us to give you thanks today, this week, regardless of how I feel, regardless of the circumstances that I'm going through in my life. I want to give you something that shows my love and gratitude to you.